Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is October 30th, year 2011. It's the 20th Sunday after Pentecost, and it's also the Feast of Christ the King. Hail Christ the King of Kings.
Hail Christ the King of Kings.
Hail Christ the Lord of Lords.
Hail Christ the Lord of Lords.
And this is the Mass that we're celebrating today. It takes precedence over the 20th Sunday after Pentecost. Today we're going to be talking about prayer. One of the pillars that you need to do if you want to save your soul and if you want to have a hope to enter heaven for all eternity. The three pillars, again, are prayer, mortification, and studying your Catholic faith. And by those three pillars, you get the strength and the grace to be able to carry out the spiritual and the corporal works of mercy. Spiritual works of mercy come first, which is the welfare of the souls of your own soul and the souls of others. And then the corporal works of mercy. Our Lord says, not only should we love Him, but we should love our neighbor and even love our enemies. And we should go out there and show true charity to them. That doesn't always mean that you don't kill your enemies. Sometimes you have to kill them. And it doesn't mean you don't abhor them. You do abhor them if they're very wicked, but you still love them. But at times you have to kill them if they're very evil. Now, any of the brothers that are having problems, when they have any seriously great problems or mortally sinful problems, it's always the same thing. You're always going to find out they're lacking in one of those pillars. They'll be the first ones to tell you, and they'll come up and say, "Oh, Brother Richard, I haven't been praying the chaplet of St. Michael for a month. I left it out. I wasn't praying my rosary every day when I was on my own. I only did it when I was around others and they prayed it. But when I was on my own, I stopped praying the daily rosary for a couple of days. Or I forgot, I stopped praying some of the divine offices. Or I didn't want to wake up early in the morning and pray my morning prayers. So when I woke up late, I just left them out." And guess what? That's a prescription for mortal sin. You're doomed. First of all, that's your daily duty. That's what you owe to God. That's how you stay in a state of grace. That's how you stay loving God. That's how you save your soul. When you don't do that, what do you expect God to do? Turn his back on that and not do anything? No, he punishes you. He curses you. He starts pulling his grace away because you're not earning it through your prayers. And sooner or later, you start committing venial sins and mortal sins. And before you know it, you're lacking charity. You're not loving your brothers. You're not loving God the way you should. A whole bunch of trouble comes in after that. So the three pillars of prayer, penance, studying your Catholic faith. And when we talk about studying your Catholic faith and reading it, we mean about reading it and loving it. Not just reading the Bible because you're told you got to read it. Okay, I read my three chapters, good, I'm done with that, get it out of here. Now when you're reading the faith, that's something that you have to really delve into and love with your heart. If you're not loving the Bible readings, the Catholic Bible and the Catholic commentary, if you're not loving studying the Catholic faith, loving it, you're in mortal sin. I'll tell you that right now. If you just say, we've had people in here, they're not here with us no longer, and we knew they were bad, and it proved it because they never got better, they never spoke about the faith. They said they did their Bible reading, maybe they did. If they read it, they read it like a robot and put it away. They never spoke about the faith, they never talked about it, and when we were talking about it, they never talked about it. It's like they're brain dead when it comes to the things of the faith. Now, the brothers who are reading and loving the faith, and taking it into their heart, those are the ones that are studying their faith the right way. So don't fool yourself and think just because you're doing your daily Bible, Catholic Bible readings, and studying your Catholic faith that that's enough if you don't love it. If you're just doing it because somebody says you got to do it. And then the problem is too, if you're not praying and doing your penance, then you're not getting the grace to love the faith even. All these three pillars go together. And then one of the chief corporal works of mercy I just want to mention too also is giving alms. Giving alms to poor people, helping people, charitably loving people, not looking down at people, or being stingy with your money, being stingy with your possessions. When you go out there and see a poor person, go and give them some money. Help them out. Give them some money. Help them. If you're going to just look down at other people and you're not going to really go out there and want to try to help other people, then where is your love of God really? Because God loves all people and He wants all people to be saved. And you have to go out there and you have to show charity towards everybody, even your enemies. Depending on how much charity you could, some enemies it's very difficult to give charity towards because they won't accept it. And sometimes charity towards an enemy means rebuking them, punishing them, busting them up. You know, admonishing people is true charity too. Now my thing is with prayer also. If you're lacking any one of your daily prayers, I tell you it's like gasoline in a car is prayer. If you don't pray, there's no gas in the car. You can turn the key over, you can hit the pedal, you can kick it, you can do anything you want. It ain't going to go. You don't do your daily prayers, you're going to hell. That's the end of it, right now. And nothing more, nothing less. That's why we have a rule. You keep that rule. And then everything will be fine when it comes to the three pillars. If you're lacking in any of those prayers, and every brother I know that's troubled, it's always that. He will tell you, I forgot my prayers. I fell asleep before I was able to get compline in. And so I tell you, the way we do it, we always pray before that happens. When we watch our Sunday night movies, or you're going to watch a movie at home, a good movie at night or something, you're going to read a book. Do your prayer ahead of time. You might fall asleep when you're reading the book. You'll get tired when you're watching a movie and go right to bed. We always pray to compline ahead of time. Do a short prayer before you go to bed then. And that's all. And now follow Hail Mary and glory be, and then say, protect me during my sleep. You did your compline already. You got to know in your mind that what have I done? If you can make a mistake like that once and fall asleep, and God will not hold it against you. But you do it 2, 3, 4 times, now He's holding it against you. He's saying, don't you know that when you come home late and you're tired already, that you should get down and do the compline prayer now? Then you can lay down and rest, take your meal, maybe sit down and watch a movie and then fall asleep. Now, the other thing with prayer, too, that which you got to emphasize is you have to pray properly. When you're praying publicly with your brothers, you want to pronounce the words. You don't want to be Mumbles McGee. We get some of the brothers, they're Mumbles McGee. You can't hear what they're saying. They don't even pronunciate the words the right way. Hail Jesus. And the way they talk, they're not even pronouncing the word God the right way. They're not pronunciating their words properly. It's almost like you feel like they're being prodded to pray. It's like, oh boy, this is boring, or they're indifferent to it, or they even hate it. When you're praying, it's not something that you have to be lifted up to the third heavens or even feeling anything. It's a duty. You just do it. You kneel down, you do it, and you do it with even joyfully because it's your duty. But when you're not pronunciating your words, when you're mumbling, you're not raising it up to God, what are you afraid of? That's the demon in you. That's the devil that's telling you, I don't want you to pronunciate your words and to make these prayers to God. The devil does that to all of us. Even people, the great saints that are trained in prayer knows it. The devil tries to come on them that way. And holding your hands up when you're in public prayer, folded together and pointing up. Even now and then, even at best, sometimes he'll catch me going as a little like this and I go back up again. But you always got to be aware of it, because if you're not thinking about the posture in prayer, before you know it, you're praying like this. You're pointing your fingers down to the devil. You're going like this. You're slouching. You're not pronunciating your words. That's the devil. And if you let him get away with it, you're being dominated by the devil. If you wake up and you moan and complain before you pray, and you go, why I gotta pray? I gotta kneel up straight and I gotta hold my hands together. You're not praying properly. And even when that person prays, he gets no grace or no merit, because he's doing it unwillingly. He's doing it unhappily. He's not doing it because he wants to do it. You get a little bit of grace for something like that, but not much. If the parent has to keep yelling at the kid, get up out of bed and pray now, kneel down. How many times I gotta tell you to kneel down? And then the kid kneels up and he's only doing it because his parent told him. And he's not really doing it because God told him to do it, because he knows he's going to go to hell if he doesn't do it. You're losing the grace. So prayer has to be prayed properly. Your posture has to be reverent. You can't be slouching and moping. We had people in here, the minute it comes to prayer, they're slouching all over the rug. It's like they're melting into the rug, right? Before you look at it, they're slouching, they're falling into the rug, they're laying down on the floor. Now, I'm not talking about if you have a physical ailment, you can't kneel down and sit down. We're talking about people that are completely healthy, and they start slouching, they start laying down on the floor. That's the devil in them, dominating them. Now the devil tries to get us all to do that. But if you make it a good habit in posture and prayer and the way you pronunciate your words, believe me, brothers, you get used to it. You can't do anything else. If I was ever to try to do something opposite, that would be weird for me. That would be like, what? Whoa, that's weird. You can get yourself into a very good habit or a bad habit. And when you don't want to overcome that bad habit, especially after people are telling you, then what are you saying to God? I really hate prayer, and I'm only doing it because my parents told me to do it. I'm only doing it because Brother Richard told me to do it, but not because I want to do it. Now, I'm going to warn all the brothers, too. Very few people are saved, even with Moses. All the miracles that happened and all the people that Moses took out of the promised land and all the holy things they saw, most of those people went to hell. And they didn't listen to Moses. And most of the brothers that come into this church now, Catholic Church, true Catholic Church in these days, aren't going to listen to me. Most of them aren't. Most of them are going to end up in hell. Even few Catholics are saved. I won't be surprised if 10% of the Catholics that come into the church in these final days will be saved. Only 10% of them, even. So don't you be the rest of those 90% that are going to go to hell because you're not listening to what we're saying. And you sit back and think you can walk around in your vanity and do your own little thing and not give God His due. First of all, you better put the fear of God in you and know that you're going to go to hell if you don't pray the right way. You're going to go to hell, and you're actually telling God that you want to go to hell. I've told brothers these things, and they don't listen. I'm doing a sermon again. And every now and then we need to do it. I've done it when we had other people in here that are not with us no more. And we warned them. And we warned them. And we spoke to them. Nothing. They're gone. They didn't listen. And when God, on their particular judgment day, if they die the way they are, God's going to say, you heard it. You knew it. What you were saying to God was, I don't care, God. Send me to hell because I want to go to hell. That's what you're telling God. You're telling God, I want to go to hell. I don't want to pray to you. What disposition is that to have in front of your king, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to slouch, to mope, to mumble, and to not pronunciate your words, and not to have a holy posture? What kind of is that what you owe your God? Oh, but how these vain men and women are when they go in and wash their hair and comb their hair and put the braids in it, put their makeup on, which is war paint anyway, dilly-dally themselves up because they want to look so nice for other people and they want to be treated so nicely by other people. But you don't want to give God His due. It's pride. It's humanism. It's you saying, I'm my own God, and I don't got to pray to nobody. I don't owe Him nothing. It's a real slap in the face to God if you don't pray with the proper dispositions. It is. And even if you're doing it, and this is what you'll catch, some children or people that are under superiors are told to do it, and they do it, but you don't see their heart. God does. They're not really doing it with the right motive. They're not doing it because they want to do it. And they don't want to pray, but they're doing it because the parent told them. The first time you leave that kid alone on his own, or he's somewhere else, he ain't praying. He may not be praying at all, or he's praying sloppily and very little. And you know what that means is that even when that kid was praying in front of all of us, like the brothers were, when they're in front of us, they pray because I make sure they have posture. But it's still no good. Because God looks at their heart and says, you're only doing it because you're forced to do it. What are we told? You can only be saved if you love God. If you're doing something because you're forced to do it, that's not the real love of God in your heart and true charity. And when a brother doesn't have that proper disposition in prayer, he falls into mortal sins. And mortal sins, when you're in mortal sin, charity goes out of your soul. And when charity goes out of your soul, it shows itself. And the way you treat your own brothers, you start not wanting to be around them. You start bickering and complaining. You stop relishing the things of God. You stop talking about God the way you should. You start becoming worldly. You start wanting to go out and do worldly things. You want to go out into the mountains or you want to go somewhere else, but you don't want to go with your Catholic brothers. You want to run. You want to run, you want to run, you want to go anywhere but with Catholics because you're already in mortal sin. The families that are like that, they bicker and fight with one another for selfish little things. One wants to be treated like a prima donna, the other one's a prima donna. Nobody wants to help one another. Nobody's really loving people the way they should. It's selfishness, it's greedy. They become their own gods. And we've seen it happen in here. Look how many people we've had abjure and come in here and went out the back door as quick as they came in the front door. And we kicked their ass right out the back door. And God was saying that they were really out a long time ago. 1 John 2:19. They went out from amongst us because they were not of us. If they were of us, they no doubt would have remained with us. Now these are some of the things we're telling you. You will look at the movie that we have about, we censored it, we always censor our movies, The Exorcist and Emily Rose. Look at the devils. Do you want to be with those devils forever? Because that's where you're going to go. You want to go out in that world and embrace that world and not love your Catholic brothers. And that's what's going to happen. I'm concentrating on prayer now. Because that's the first thing on how anybody comes to God. Even a pagan who doesn't know God prays to a pagan would start out like this. You know, God, these gods that I've been worshiping are all false. I don't believe in them. I don't know who you are. I don't know anything about you. But I know you're not this. Can you please help me? Prayer is the first way you come to God. And when you come into the church, prayer is how you stay. And not just prayer, mortification, studying the faith. You need to do all three pillars, and that will give you the grace to do the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, which are also necessary. And if you saw a brother not doing the spiritual and corporal works of mercy when they should, then you know they're not doing one of the three pillars the right way. And as I say, even like with praying, or reading, studying, you get to, every time I'm done reading the Bible, I love the Bible so much words cannot express it. I love the Holy Word of God and these good biblical movies that we have so much that words cannot express it. And the ways of God. So you have to be very concerned about, if you're studying the faith and you're not loving it that way, you have to say to God. God, it's Luke 24:45, and God opened their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. God wants you, and it's His will for you, to not only study your faith, but to understand it enough to love it. All the brothers here, we don't have you don't have to be a genius. We got brothers here are not so geniuses. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You can be a simple farmer. You read it, you love it, you see it, you look at these biblical movies and you go, wow, the ways of God, the true God. We have brothers in here, they get it, and they're studying the faith. Okay, I did my daily three chapters. Now I'm done. And you know after a while you wonder, is that guy reading the Bible at all? Because he never talks about it. We even quiz them. What did you read today? What chapter are you on? What are you on? You know, we said it the other day, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. God can give you all the grace in the world and help you in every way He could. But if you're not willing to cooperate with that grace, you're dead. Nobody can help you unless you decide in your own will to say, God, thank you, I want to do this. You have to return the favor to God and cooperate with His grace. And you have to, from the bottom of your heart, say, Lord, help me start praying better. Help me to stop mumbling when I pray. Help me to pronunciate my words. Help me to have the proper posture. Help me to understand when I read and to love your word, because I don't love it the way I should. Help me. And God will help you. And then you begin to love it, and then you're going to thank Him so much, words cannot express how much you'll thank God. But if you don't ask Him for help, you're not going to get it. And if you don't ask Him, you're a proud little bastard. You're a proud, filthy little bastard who doesn't love God, who sits back and thumbs his nose at God and will not even ask Him for help. Then what do? You go out and you ask the devil for help. You ask a warlock or a witch or a Jew or a Freemason or a Protestant or a Hindu or a Buddhist or a humanist. Or you go out to some psychiatrist or psychologist and ask him for help. Because you refuse to turn yourself to the true God. But you see, you can tell how much the devil hates prayer, because even the greatest saints will tell you. When you're praying, he tempts you to do these things. He tempts you not to be attentive and to pronunciate your words. He tempts you not to pray, to miss your prayers, to not pray with zeal. And it doesn't mean you have to be lifted up to the free heavens and like charismatics who always want to be feeling their prayers. That's not public prayer. Public prayer is a military duty. You do it. It doesn't matter whether you feel you like doing it at that moment because you're a little tired. It doesn't matter because you don't feel like you're getting lifted up to the three heavens. That happens later when you're reading scriptures. God will enlighten you those ways at different times. But public prayer is a military duty. We owe it to God because He told us to do it. And we do it. And we do it with honor and devotion like you would to any military commander if you're in a good type of a military. Where you owe Him that duty. And then you make it a good habit. And if that doesn't happen, you're doomed. You go into any family where they start slacking away in prayer or in mortification of studying faith, and I will tell you, they become more and more vain, more and more worldly, more and more not talking and loving the things of God, and I will tell you, they are all on the broad road of eternal damnation, where they will burn for all eternity and all their vanity, all their fancy little hairdos, all their fancy little makeups they put on, all their fancy little dresses, all the little things they had in the world that they put before God are going to burn with them in hell. And they're going to be hideous and ugly. And they're going to, not only are you hideous and ugly beyond compare, you're burning and the smells stink worse than any stink in the whole world. And you're there in a darkness worse than any darkness you can ever imagine. And you're there for all eternity. With all the other people that did not want to love God when they lived on this earth, that disobeyed their superiors, their good Catholic superiors, when they're trying to tell them the things they needed to do to be saved. So, this is a thing not to flatter yourself. Just because you're in the church right now, most Catholics go to hell. Let that be a warning to anybody that comes in here. So, we're concentrating on prayer. Make sure you do your daily prayers. Nothing more, nothing less. You don't got to be a superman and try to go out there and do more. I say, you have a good rule, obey the rule. Nothing more, nothing less. Just do what the rule says. Do it promptly. Do it diligently. Do it without complaining. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Or you're damned. And you're doomed. And you will go to hell for all eternity. And when you pray with the proper posture. You pronunciate your words. I've heard some brothers praying here. You would think they hated God. Or they were indifferent towards God. Or they were bored with God. What is this? What is He asking you to do? Oh, see, you got to be careful. You got to be aware of these things. You say, why is this happening to me? What am I doing wrong? You're not cooperating with God's grace. You're not listening to what your people tell you. Be obedient. Promptly and diligently obedient. And get rid of your stinking, filthy pride, or you're going to end up in hell with all the demons for all eternity. Where there is not even an iota of charity or love, where it is pure hatred. Hatred on top of hatred on top of hatred, with not an ounce of grace in hell for all eternity. And the things you thought that you loved on this earth that were so good, you're not even going to have those. You love animals. You love good food. Yeah, we love those things too. But you're not going to have those things for all eternity if you don't love God first. And do what He tells you to do. And this is, then, we're going to end the sermon on the proper thing to pray. Just make sure you're praying the right way. You're doing your daily duty. You're praying reverently. You're pronunciating your words. And you're not moping and you're not slouching and you're not, you know, and you see this so often. And then you go, what's wrong with that person? There's something wrong with them. The devil is dragging you down, but you are allowing it. He cannot drag you down like that unless you cooperate with it. And God's cursing you because you don't have a will to want to obey Him. You're not doing it from your heart. You're doing it because you're forced to do it. A lot of people can fool you for a while. They can be in here and look very good. But God knows their heart. And if it's not right, eventually they're not going to stay with us. They're going to fall away. And the first moment they get a moment on their own and no one's supervising them, they stop praying. And I tell you, all the brothers I know, and some of the brothers who had these problems are good now. They're doing good. They're doing well now. I hope they continue. Were the first ones to tell me. What's the problem? I stopped doing the St. Michael Archangel prayer for 45 days. I stopped praying the rosary when I was on my own. I only prayed it when I was around others. But the days when I had to do it on my own, I didn't pray my rosary. That's it. You're going to hell. You do that 2-3 times in a row, you're spitting in the eye of God. These things are not to be taken lightly. Now, you know all the verses we have on prayer where the Lord says that's one of the pillars of the church. And let that be a warning to all the brothers that are here and also the catechumens that are, we have our catechumens amongst us to come in into the church to do the prayers the right way. And for even the people that are out there right now and are inquirers are not sure, that don't ever give up praying. And when you pray, you always ask God, Lord, if I'm on the wrong road or I'm doing something wrong, please let me know. But this is, it's in the scriptures. I forget the verse, but it said, in these final days, you're going to get a few people converting. Let's say 10% of the people will convert into the Catholic Church. And out of them, maybe only 10% will be saved. Because many will join themselves to us deceitfully. Many who join themselves to us, it says in one of the scriptures, I don't know what off my mind right now, it says, it's some of them did that which pleased God, but many of them committed many sins. It's in the scriptures. Most of them committed sins. Look what they did to Moses. Moses, in spite of all the miracles they saw, so you think you're any different? You better take to heart the scripture readings. You better take to heart the Catholic faith. You better take to heart when you're looking at all these good biblical movies, the ways of God. And you got to say to yourself right now, do I want to go to heaven for all eternity or do I want to go to hell? So start praying the right way, the way that you owe your prayers to God. I pray in publicly, and even when I'm in private, but I mean publicly, I pray my military daily prayers like a soldier. In private, when you're studying and you're reading the Bible, then God speaks to you and you can show your emotions. You can, tears come to my eyes many times. I cry, I love God. I do that when God does it. I mean, can you imagine if everybody did that in public prayer? It would be chaos. Yeah. You're in a monastery and one monk goes, oh, I got a contemplation. Slow down the prayer a little bit. God lifted me up to the third heaven. I got to pray slower. Stop. And then he gets his contemplation and the other monk goes off. By the time you're done with your daily prayer, it might go on for 3 hours. We had a brother in here. The holy hour was only 1 hour. It took him 3 hours to pray it. I said, that's public prayer. It's different than contemplative prayer. It's different types of prayer. I'm talking about your daily duty prayers now. Because with that comes the other. If you don't have that, you're not going to get the other. It's a duty. You're a soldier. Kneel down and do it. And do your daily duty prayers. And shut up. A lot of them do shut up and do it, and their hearts are still not in it. You know, that's the scary part, you know. You think that, but you'll catch the brother if he's not in it. Sooner or later, he's not loving the other brothers. He's not charitable to people. He's nasty. He's picking on people. He's despising. He actually will become physically repelled by by being around good Catholics. And I always tell you, that's one of the dead giveaway signs, is when you start becoming repulsed around good Catholics, you're damned. You're in damnation, and God says you want it, you got it. Go back out into that rock and roll world, that rap world, that drug addicted world, that alcoholic world, that maniac world that hates God, that feminist world, that homosexual world, that freaky world with art freaks and all kinds of freaks out there. Go out there with them and die with them and go to hell with them. But you will not be able to be around us unless you want to be a good Catholic. These two worlds are two different worlds. The Lord said, if the world hateth you, it will hate me. John 15:18. St. James says in James 4:4, adulterers, know you not that friendship with the world is an enemy of God? Whosoever therefore becometh a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. There's only two paths and there's only two roads. And I will tell you, I was on that other path and I don't ever want to go back there again. I hate it with a perfect hatred. It is ugly. It is evil. It is selfish. It is greedy. It is sinful. It is chaotic. You want it? And some of the young kids who are growing up into this thing and don't want to listen, they may have to get it the hard way and go back out in that world and learn. We do. We punish the brothers here when they go bad and we move them off the property. We make them work in McDonald's or something because we don't even want them around us if they're really bad. And some of them came back and converted off of that and repented. Others are still out there. Some of them are completely fell away, and that's what they're doing. So go ahead. Now, there's nothing wrong with working out in the world if you have to. I'm not trying to say that. You know, but sometimes some of these people need to see. And sometimes maybe that's the only medicine left for them. You want to love the world, we'll send you out in that world. And it's either going to beat you up and it's going to cause you to repent, or you're going to love it, embrace it, and you're going to be a whore. You're going to be a whore of the world. You're going to soak up it all, and you're going to have nothing but one misery after another in this world. So this commandment that I am giving you is a commandment that goes back from the very creation of the world of praying and giving God his proper due in prayer with reverence and the right way. Without mumbling, without murmuring, without complaining, without moaning, without sagging around, you do it. And if you don't, you're damned. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.